Hi, Kevin Murphy here. You're listening to Conversations with Kevin, a show about innovation, creativity, product, and purpose. It contains all the ingredients that make up what Kevin Murphy is and what we stand for. So I'm Kevin Murphy, and this is Conversations with Kevin.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Conversations with Kevin. Today, we have a very special episode and a very special guest. A first-time guest on our channel is our Global Events Director, Thomas Berglund. Welcome, Thomas.
Hi, Nathan.
So we're actually here to talk about our upcoming global show called Reflective Perspective. Some of the things that we're actually been saying about it is that the past, the present, and the future are all connected by a continuous chain of events. And it's actually our reflection and our perception of ourselves in the first place that we can start to create that change and to change our mindset, to change our careers, to change our craft. Reflective perspective closes a gap between where you are and where you want to be. But Thomas, let's first talk about you, because I'm sure the people are listening to the channel would love to know, what exactly does a global event director do for a company such as Kevin Murphy?
That's a good question, Nathan.
Apart from everything.
Apart from everything, all and nothing. First of all, I started to work with Kevin Murphy in 2011. So it's a quite long story, actually. But I started to work with an agency. I don't know, Nathan, were you working with us already back then?
Certainly, yes.
In 2011, that's right, because I was hired to do the very first Kevin Murphy show ever in Europe, and it was in Copenhagen, and that was back in 2011. So, and then in 2017, I started full-time with Kevin Murphy as a global event director, and what I'm doing is basically looking after three regions when it comes to all the event concepts, when it's come to all the project managing. We're doing all kinds of events from like the big show we're talking about today, conferences, product launches, virtual events, and you name it.
Really, I mean, you have to be across every single detail of those events, from where they're actually happening, to who's in the room, to how they get there, to what it actually looks like, to what they're eating. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. It's like we're basically across all the details. And I think I read an article about that. It's one of the most stressful jobs. it's like top five or something. I don't know if it's true or not. But yeah, it's a lot. And a lot of it people might not see. But we it's really important. It's all in the details. Same as with the hair, right?
That's right. I mean, yes, that's right. I mean, I will say, Thomas, your attention to detail is impeccable. You put on an amazing event, be it a distributor event or a big show like Reflective Perspective. It's something we're famous for. There's not that many people in this industry at this time doing big shows like we are. So how many guests can we actually expect at this show, do you think?
Yeah, I was looking at the numbers yesterday, and I think globally we sold now around 2,000 tickets. But definitely since this show will only happen once, so we definitely want to have more people coming. I know it might be a big effort to fly overseas and all of that, but it's going to be worth it. So we keep the ticket book open until May 1st and hope to get more people to experience this show, basically.
Fantastic. It's one of the reasons we're here today, and that's really insightful. So let's actually talk about the upcoming show, because we're really, you know, we're stalling at the moment. But Thomas, what would you like to start with? What would you like to say about the show?
Well, first of all, it's a global show. So since it's a celebration, we wanted to bring all our three regions together, North America, Asia Pacific, and Europe, Middle East. And this time we chose Budapest and Hungary. And it's on June 9th and 10th, 2024. So that's the beginning. And then I don't know if you've seen all the show teasers on social media.
Yeah, sure have.
I hope you all seen them. But if not, you can have a look at Kevin Murphy Education Instagram account. And if you want to buy a ticket, you should reach out to your sales rep or to your distributor. And if you don't know who to talk to, you can also email us at event@kevinmurphy.com.au.
That's great. So, Thomas, leading up to an event like this, putting on an event for, what, 2,000-3,000 people in Budapest in Hungary, how many times have you actually had to fly into Hungary and check the venues and things like that?
Yeah, we do a few site visits for such a show. I think in general, I think I've been there 3 times now, and we've been looking at hotels, we've been looking at the venues. And it's not always, I mean, sometimes you want to pick a specific venue, but perhaps the rules and regulations and stuff like that makes it difficult. So then you have to go maybe for second on the list. But yeah, there's a lot of planning. And I have also a person helping me, Marta. So that's great. Before I used to do this alone. But now we're actually two. So that's great.
That's fantastic. And what can you actually tell us about the venue? Anything?
The venue itself is, how can I explain it? It's basically a shelf. Is that the word? A shelf?
A shed. A shell?
I mean, it's just an empty.
Shell. Shell, you say. Don't
shell.
Worry.
Shelf.
Shell.
A shell.
Not a shelf. A shell.
So the venue itself is basically an empty shell. We are filling it with a lot of exciting stuff, actually. So we're going to have a bigger and cooler stage than ever. Not going to tell you too much about it. We're going to have a 20-year exhibition as well. And I believe you, Nathan, has been a part of that, of the creation, right?
Sure. I mean, yeah, we actually wanted to really curate a space that people could walk through and see, you know, with the show theme, it's about looking back to go forward. And I think that's something that we really can't wait to share. There have been some teasers on social media, as you said, Thomas, so there's been a little bit, but we don't want to give it away. I mean, we're talking about the past, the present and the future colliding to form here and now. And, you know, time's dynamic and fluid, but there's those moments of reflection and clarity where you take stock and you go, who am I? What do I stand for? What's my career? And really, we developed this show to actually help people. We mightn't be able to predict the future, but we can invent it and we can actually guide people to really drive that inventing a new future or embracing that change, growing and celebrating together, because that's something we always do, isn't it, Thomas? We're good at celebrating.
Yeah, we are definitely good at celebrating. I mean, that's what we like to do, right? 20 years, that's quite some time. Mm. But when we first created this concept with Kevin, he said it's very important that we're not only looking back, that we also use what we learn and then try to kind of take it into the future.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, you know, we're exploring our heritage, but we're actually kind of unpacking that and looking to the future. If we were looking in any direction with this, we're looking to the future, aren't we, Thomas?
Yeah, definitely. So we're going to be, during the show, we're going to be a lot in the future. We're going to be a lot here and now, but we're also going to look back and we're going to celebrate for sure.
Maybe the things that people love, the things we're famous for. I mean, one thing, Thomas, before we go into kind of the ticket types and all of that, you know, which is a bit of housekeeping, if you like, one thing I will say about Kevin Murphy is we have a lot of people that have been engaged with us for a very long time, don't we?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, look at us. We've been here for maybe not 20 years, or how long have you been here, actually, Nathan?
Oh, well, you're not old enough for 20 years. I don't know. Kevin and I were arguing about it the other day. Apparently, I started in 2007 or 8 or 9. Okay. We can't work it out. But you know, I had a salon for a long time.
But, so you win. I came 2011, so.
Yeah.
He definitely wins.
But what I mean is, like, if you think about the people that will be at the show, the people that are our family at Kevin Murphy, we know them. Like, definitely. They've been there. They've been coming, the Swedish people, the people from all of the different regions around the world. It's just going to be an amazing celebration. But let's go through the ticket types really quickly. Let's not get too granular on them, but go through them quite quickly.
Absolutely. So at this time, for this show, we have three different ticket types. We have the Diamond Access, we have the Platinum Access, and we have the Gold Access. So the Diamond Access is basically our VIP package. You will receive a very nice gift bag. You will be able to enter the show faster, so you will have a little fast lane. You will also be seated on the front rows, both for the evening and then the next day. So This is our most expensive ticket, but also with most benefits, of course. Then we have the Platinum Access. Basically the same as the Diamond, but not front row. You will be in the B section, which is in the middle, and then you don't have the gift bag, etc. But a lot of nice things. And then we have the Gold Access, and that is then without dinner. So then you will arrive basically for a little pre-drink cocktail, and then you will join the show, but you will not join what we call a pre-show and not join the dinner.
So, I mean, actually take us through the staging, because I think we kind of mentioned a little bit of that before, but there's a lot to experience in the pre-show, isn't there? So what actually happens pre-show? You know, everyone's kind of walking through the areas we don't want to talk about because we don't want to give the game away. But there's a lot to engage with there. But then there's actually things happening as well.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, of course, first of all, you will experience the exhibition. We have a brand new merchandise shop with a lot of interesting stuff that we've been working on. So some of it will be show branded. Some of it just more like generally Kevin Murphy called me branded. So that's one thing. And then you will all get seated. I mean, if you're platinum or diamond, you will get seated for the dinner, and there will be lots of entertainment, lots of fun, basically warming up to the show. You will see a few sneak peeks from the back of house, or like the backstage. And I believe, Nathan, you're going to take us through that during the pre-show. Again, without telling too much, right?
That's right. I mean, that's really exciting. There are things to look at before the pre-show and all of that, so thank you. But for the actual show, what should we say about that as well? So we know it's Kevin, the global artistic team, people sub in, people sub out. We've got a lot of core team members at Kevin Murphy, but we're actually introducing some new people to the stage as well. And again, as I said, that's to explore where the past, present, and the future actually collide. Not going to mention the 20th anniversary again, but really, Kevin has curated a great team of industry influencers and experts to actually unpack everything we're talking about. So it's going to be multi-sensorial, you know. It's going to immerse you into it, and it's going to be amazing. But what we're famous for, Thomas, is the after party. So what can we actually expect from the after party? I want all the details.
Well, most of all, we're going to have fun. We're going to have a great DJ. We're going to have complimentary drinks for everyone. Just party all night long. And then there, of course, will be some surprises as well that I'm kind of figuring out right now. And we're looking at the local market.
Is that why you've got that big box and all that ribbon behind you right now?
That's right. You figured it out.
No, I can't resist. I mean, one thing we're famous for at Kevin Murphy is our parties. And one thing you're famous for at Kevin Murphy, Thomas, is putting on a great party. Last year or the year before at the last show, from Future Love to, you know, Fast Forward, the after party is absolutely an iconic night. And we know what happens when you get a pack of hairdressers in a room and an open bar as well. It's dancing.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, last time in Berlin, when we did the fast forward, I think we said that we closed doors at 2 a.m. The staff working there, they were so upset because, like, nobody wants to leave. Nobody wants to leave. What are you going to do? Go and make an announcement in the microphone. And I was like, no, absolutely not. I was just basically hiding backstage and hope to sort out the situation. But yeah,
I think even Kevin may have been in the DJ booth that night from memory.
yes, definitely. Kevin was in the DJ booth, if I remember, together with Pam Ann and Alex, or our in-house DJ from Norway. Yeah, I think even Massimo was up there, DJ
Well,
battling with
I must
Alex.
say, well, that. So, what we were meant to end at 2, we won't promise that we'll keep the bar open longer than we're meant to. But
No.
I think that that does explain my shaky hands and croaky voice the next morning on stage. Because, of course, the next day we turn around and we actually back it up and we move into the next stage of the show as well, which is day 2. So, let's run through that. We've got a call time of 10 a.m. to 11. That's for everyone. And it's about really probably because, the night before everyone was in a frenzy, putting on their outfits, really engaged, after party. Maybe it's time to actually slow down, have a coffee, pull yourself together, and actually have a look at, our merch store. I mean, Thomas, I know what you're like. You'll be like Taylor Swift era's merch type merch store. It'll be absolutely the most kind of immersive experience as well. And looking in the Kevin Murphy Emporium and looking at obviously the, I mean, can I say exhibition, Thomas? Is that giving away too much?
No,
I've said
definitely.
it.
So it will be an exhibition. So that's no secret. Yeah, it will be all about the 20 years.
Great. So this is the day where we bring it all together. So if you'd like to think of the show's like fast. It's lights, it's music, it's action, it's the party of, as I've mentioned about 74 times. But the next day is where we actually slow down and we start to unpack and we really make sure that attendees get the tools that they need. So again, it'll be Kevin, his team, the guests that are curated, and they're going to be delivering their take on future trends, insights, and how influence can change and shape our future. So it'll touch into kind of digital and all of that kind of areas. It'll allow you to kind of take home the tools that'll change your business, your brand, your mindset. And it really is the key that unlocks reflective perspective as well, don't you think, Thomas?
Yeah, definitely, Nathan. And I think we're kind of doing it a little bit backwards. I mean, if we look at competitive brands, I mean, most of them, when they do this kind of events, they start with let's say the education part, and it's kind of a long day, and then they end with the gala and the party. We're doing it the other way around. So we kind of start with the fireworks. We want to get you really excited. We want to give you the inspiration. We want to show like everything that our team created in a really cool environment, in a really fun environment. And then on the second day, we kind of digest that inspiration a little bit, and then cut it down to pieces. So remember this look, my favorite look from last night, and then you will be able to see how it was created, how it was done. Yeah, as you said, we slow down the tempo a little bit and allow people to see how did this come to life, basically.
That's great. How many models are we having, Thomas?
Right now, we're looking at around 50, 60 models for the evening, which is big. That's a big show, and it's going to be lots of fireworks.
Fantastic. So I know people that are coming from Australia, I know people that are coming from the US, so we'd love you to come. As I mentioned, we're talking about day two now. There'll obviously be a lunch and all of that kind of stuff, and the show will resume. But it's actually put into different areas, so it won't be like sitting there watching a big long look and learn. There'll be different guests. There'll be people on and off stage. The catwalk will be going kind of continually. So it's still actually a really, as Thomas said, it's education, but it's still actually a really fun, interactive day to be there, isn't it, Thomas?
Yeah, it's definitely like that. And yes, we are getting some questions sometimes, like, oh, why is the day so short? Why is it not more? It's like, no, because we believe in quality. We don't believe in quantity. So during this day, you will have in total a 1.5 to 2 hour show in the morning, 1.5 to 2 hour show in the afternoon. And we believe that's basically what you can take away from one day of like education and inspiration.
Absolutely.
That's why we definitely try to balance like the fun with the actual how to learn, and we're trying to make it like pedagogic and nice and deliver it in a shiny package.
Fantastic. So, Thomas, for people that haven't been to Budapest, or maybe for our listeners that may be in APAC or another region and they're thinking, I want to go to this show, how do I get a ticket and where do I find the information? Can you help us with that?
Yeah, absolutely. So you go to kevinmurphy.com.au, our website, and then basically click on the show banner and there's all the information. And then our distributors is actually selling the tickets for us. So you need to contact your local distributor to purchase a ticket or contact your sales rep. I believe they visit you regularly in the salon. So you can always ask about this show if they haven't presented it to you. We still have available tickets in all categories because I booked a really big venue this time since it's our celebration, and we had no idea how many people to expect, and we are around 2,000 globally right now, so we're hoping to get a little
exciting.
Bit more.
Absolutely. Now and also, if people who are thinking of attending want kind of advice or on Budapest or on hotels, on how to navigate that, is there any kind of help you can give them there?
Yeah.
Do you want to give out your email?
Well, not by email. Yeah, so what we have done is we sent to distributors. We have a preferred partner in Budapest that is specialized in the city. They know all the good hotels. They know what restaurants to go to. They know all of this. So if you want tips and tricks, or if you want a book or anything, if you need anything, just email us at event@kevinmurphy.com.au, event@kevinmurphy.com.au, and we will direct you to our special partner in Budapest, because we wish that we could help you all with what you want, but our time is just not enough, and that's why we have a great partner that is specialized. So
yeah,
as I said, I believe in quality, not quantity.
I actually thought you were going to say, now, if you want to know all about Budapest and we want to help you, just Google it. So actually,
no.
I think you've gone above and beyond, Thomas. One thing I will say to listeners about Hungary or about Budapest is to actually look into attending the Rudas Thermal Baths. They've been there for 450 years and they are the most amazing experience of your life. So if you're actually in Hungary, if you're in Budapest, look at that.
Yeah.
Any advice from you, Thomas?
No, I think this is definitely the best time to visit Europe and to visit Budapest. So because it's before the really hot summer, and it's as I said, a great time. And I mean, you don't even have to plan much to be there. You can just stroll around, sit down at the cafe. They have really nice restaurants nowadays in Budapest. It's like both local cuisine and then international. So it's really a city that has developed a lot over the past 10 to 15 years.
Yes, it's an amazing place. I really love that city. And I think that, as we draw to a close, Thomas, I mean, we really ask you all to join us for an experience, providing the perspective is about having or showing perception and understanding. And reflection is about something that reflects or redirects back to the source. And that's actually you. And we'd ask you to attend our global show at Kevin Murphy. As I mentioned before, not many brands in this landscape are doing big shows like we are anymore, are they, Thomas?
It's been a little bit on and off, but definitely there are not many brands that I know of that makes a global show. So I think that's a really big effort, and yeah, we hope you're gonna love it.
I'd like to thank you for being here on Conversations with Kevin Thomas. And do you have any closing words to the listeners?
Well, thank you, Nathan. Yeah, I think this is a great opportunity for all of you to come and see us in Budapest and take a chance to treat yourself, have a weekend in Budapest, add on a few days, have fun, celebrate with us, see the amazing show, and yeah, it will be a great party, a great celebration.
We can't wait to see you in Budapest for our Kevin Murphy Reflective Perspective show. Like I said, no one does a show like us. I know I'm biased, but it's the actual truth. So thank you for being here on Conversations with Kevin. I'm Nathan Gorman. Till next time.